On June 24, 2010, Kevin Rudd became the 26th ex-Prime Minister of Australia. Then on June 25, he assembled his X-Men. Now, it's Kevin and his X-Men! You remember last time, Commandant Carbon held government to ransom while Howard, Fraser, and Goff were captured in the Commandant's Carbon footprint.
Now I have all three of you trapped, and Julie will have to pay my ransom, or I will let off all of my carbon at once! Poof!
Meanwhile, Kev, the Hawk, and Keating, concerned for their comrades, rush to Carbon Castle.
Don't slam it. Yoo-hoo!
Hello?
Prepare to have your sauce bottle well and truly shaked, Commandant.
Well, well, it's Kevin and his has-beens.
Wow, why do evil people laugh so bloody much, eh?
Release our friends and surrender. Otherwise, we'll give you the pounding you had to have.
One step closer, and I will release more carbon into the atmosphere than any tax can offset.
Okay, see, what you're saying is not as fact would have it.
What?
Any affirmation of any said matter would have to be brought to my attention in due process.
Your mind control won't work on this carbon-based life form, Kevin.
That's a shame. Freeze him, Keating.
With pleasure.
Now, Porky, blast him with your sonic scream.
There, righto.
OMG! That's Oh My Goff.
Now, with Commandant Carbon out of the picture, Julia will have no choice but to remove the carbon tax.
Three bloody cheers, eh?
Bet she won't!
What's this? Were the X-Men's efforts all in vain? Only time will tell. So tune in again for more Kevin and his X-Men!